Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Techno is the flavor for tonight's episode as Toronto's Barbossa chimes in about rave culture for tonight's interview feature, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out this episode's track of the week. Hailing from Berlin, this is Disfaction, and the track is Shanty. Great track there, Disfaction's latest Shanty, and that can be had anywhere you buy tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode, Toronto's Barbossa was here back in March, and I was fortunate to interview him in advance of that gig. Here he talks reviving rave culture, managing a label, and mixing four tracks at one time. Full track list and a selection of Barbossa web links can be had at the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. This is part one of the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Toronto-based DJ and producer Barbossa, an artist who's been mixing and producing for close to 20 years. He's had releases on Immersive, 1994 recordings, and his own Heist Mode, just to name a few. He's toured all over the planet and looks to be set to do more of the same this summer. He was here in Vancouver on Sunday, March the 12th, as part of the From Our Minds tour alongside Richie Houghton. I featured his guest mix in advance of that show, but tonight we'll focus more on my interview with him and the productions that he's made. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say that it's evolved or changed over time?
I'd say my sound has evolved over time, but still has stayed reminiscent to the initial character it had. I would say right now it's moving more towards the basics and foundations of techno, focusing on grooves, rhythms, but here and there when I play my sets, I include different types of tracks where it kind of takes you to a different side of the genre as it's been explored before.
Okay, and then is there anything about growing up in Toronto that exposed you to this type of music, and what was it, and how did that all happen for you?
Yes, well, actually, I did have an experience with it growing up. Being a multicultural city, I first heard it from some fellow classmates. I believe it was around grade 6, 7, 8, and from there it was kind of planted in my head. And then as I was a teenager, just going out into the scene, you know, kind of just for illegal shows, I was able to go to some shows like actually like Deadmau5, And later on, after I was done high school, I actually got to go see Richie, and it was about 2008. So that was kind of my first intro and how I got into the music and how I got into the raving side of it. It happened all in the city, so it's definitely made a difference and an impact for.
Okay, and then after you saw Richie Hawtin or Deadmau5 and some other acts like that, what did you eventually do to get the ball rolling on your career? What things did you have to do to build up your reputation?
It wasn't exactly very linear. I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed raving. We would have, on my free time when I would stay in and not go out with my friends, we would just have DJ mixers and we would practice DJing. And it kind of just evolved from having fun. And then I was in a certain career before where I could not, the idea of pursuing this career full time just wasn't a possibility because my time was already all taken up. But as soon as I left one job, I thought, oh, why don't, you know, I produce and take this serious? And I did, and now we're here.
synthesis of voice can bring you to a place where, like in physics, the rules of perceived reality are loosely defined, and lawlessness beyond the imaginary constructs of order. Those unbound shall rule this universe of chaos.
As you were working to build up your name, was there eventually a moment in time or a gig or something that you played where you realized that this was now your career and it wasn't just a passion or a hobby anymore?
You know what? Yeah, kind of. It was as soon as I left my job, because before, like in high school, I was playing in rock bands and doing music, and it's what I wanted to do. And once I was done high school, I was in a situation where I had to find a job. It wasn't an option for me to kind of be at home. I had to find a career where I could have a money source, a source of income. And once I got to a place where I was secure and I had enough money saved up and I left, I was like, well, I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to start making music seriously. And that's exactly when it happened. As soon as I got out and I took it serious, it was right then and there that I knew that it could be a serious thing full time.
We'll be right back.
you got started out producing your own tracks. Which DAW were you working with, and is that still the same one that you're using today, and why are you using that?
I think I tried everything, actually. My first experience was Logic and Audacity, being a teenager, and I tried FL Studio, I tried Logic. For electronic music and techno, I just knew that most people at the time when I started were using Ableton. And I took a school course that was like 4 weeks. It just showed you how to navigate it. And it just made the most sense for me. It felt the most natural, and I still stick with it. And actually, I went through everything. Like, I did modular, and I did some pieces of hardware. And I'm pretty much back to just the way I started out, just Ableton stock on a MacBook. And when I'm home, I incorporated some pieces of hardware, but it's pretty minimal. It's pretty standard to the way people start out right now.
Ableton, do you typically use their stock VSTs, or do you like to bring in external VSTs and possibly your own hardware into the whole process as well?
I do use external VSTs, but not so much. It's pretty much predominantly in the box. I mostly use plugins that, like, if I do use external plugins or VSTs, it's mostly more on the side of the engineering plugins, like FabFilter for like EQs and things like that. But even most of the VSTs I use are just stock, like Ableton Operator, Wavetable, Analog Collision. It's kind of pretty much what I keep it at.
Okay, your Heist Mode label looks to be about a decade old. Let's talk about that for a little bit here. What's the experience of running your own label been like for you?
It's been a very, very good experience. Of course, it's a lot of work. It's very satisfying, but I think when I started it out, where it is now, it's exactly where I wanted it to go and the intention of it was. So it's going pretty good. And now I'm at a spot where I'm kind of taking a step back with the label, actually.
Yeah, in terms of not releasing as much or getting somebody else to do the work for you?
Yes, not releasing as much. I haven't decided yet, but we are doing a vinyl release this year. And I was thinking about maybe just switching to vinyl only for a little bit. But we have such a good scene now, and I met a lot of good artists that want to put their music out, and their music is really good. So I still might do it, but I was running a lot of events, and a lot of the events I used to produce myself, maybe have one or two people come and help me. And I started my agency after, and the agency took a lot of my attention that was on the label for release and event wise. So that's why I've taken a step back, because I've been focusing a little bit on this agency that I started.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Barbossa interview here on Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR. I'm DJ Waugh. Barbossa's track Spiders and Hat Men closed out the first half of the interview, and Lost Tribe gets things going for part two. Full track list and a selection of Barbossa web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out more Barbossa. Okay, let's jump over to DJing here. You mentioned already using vinyl. Is that something you're still actively using, or are you mostly doing your sets on CDJs?
I primarily use CDJs. When I was home before touring picked up after COVID, I actually bought turntables and I was really practicing it. It's something that I want to get back into, and that's why I'm also kind of trying to push, you know, vinyl records more. Some of my colleagues are also doing that, and it's kind of having a revival, obviously, in sales, but now it's having a revival with younger and newer DJs wanting to get into it. So it's something I definitely want to get back into and do some vinyl sets. I have like a live sets too that I've prepared. I was going to debut a live set for something special, but the event didn't happen, but I will definitely be doing some vinyl and some live sets, so that way I could just kind of shift over from just CDJs for a bit.
We'll be right back.
Okay, the mix that I have from you has 48 tracks jammed into an hour and a half set. How do you actually approach programming? Is it something you sort of prep for in advance? And then even within the mix, are you just showcasing highs and lows and mids across different tracks? Or is it one deck back to back to back to back? What's your approach?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just go with what I feel. So I kind of do a little bit of everything in the mix, or sometimes it's just one track into another. But most of the time, I would say it's predominantly three tracks, and then four tracks also. Like, so what I do is sometimes some of these tracks, they just fit on top of each other so well that you don't need too much EQing. You just know that they're gonna sound good together because they don't have as much going on as, let's say, in other genres of electronic music. But most of the time, what I will do is I will find certain elements from each track and then layer it. Let's say one track has a really good elements in the mid-range, and then another one has a really good kick and bass, and then one has really good higher-end percussions and elements, and then that's three tracks that I just have going together, and I slowly mix them in and out.
Okay, you are going to be here in Vancouver on Sunday, March the 12th, and you've got 8 tour dates on the From Our Minds tour announced. And for that whole experience, what are you most looking forward to?
Tough question. I'm most looking forward to just kind of creating like a special moment for people. I want people to really, really experience Braves the way us as artists have. And I feel like, you know, there's two schools of DJs now. there's the ones that are kind of more concert and performance, and then there's the school of more raves and a different type of an experience where it's more focused on sound. And that's the one, the kind of experience that I want to give. And then the other thing I'm looking forward to as equally is inspiring new artists and creating opportunities. This is just the beginning of kind of something we're doing. There's a lot more projects, and we're really, really trying to push this deficiency in a lack of producers in North America and you know, this struggle underground promoters are having. So that's probably the two things that I'm most looking forward to on this tour for myself.
Okay, let's continue with that theme of inspiration. You mentioned already one of the goals for this tour is to inspire a new generation. And earlier on, you mentioned Deadmau5 and Richie Hawtin as inspirations. But within just full-on techno, can you think of anybody else from early days that really inspired you to go down this path?
Honestly, it wasn't really a specific DJ. I mean, if I had to say, there was, when I was younger, I did go to Europe, and I guess my first techno rave experience, I didn't really know too much of it at the time in terms of partying, but I got to see Ellen Ellion, and she kind of inspired me. But I would say what really inspired me isn't somebody, it was just this experience of the rave. So that's kind of what made me want to do this, because I mean, it's everywhere. You can go to, you go to every one of these artists and they're all unique in their own ways, but you get, there's sometimes you just get that experience where it feels the same in a certain sense every time.
Okay, we've talked about the past, let's talk about the future. What are your hopes and goals as you continue to go forward in both production and your DJing?
As far as the tour, I just hope that we continue this type of a thing where it's reoccurring. That way, it just stays strong and doesn't kind of get left behind like it did before at some point when EDM got really big. Techno kind of fell off in North America and it went to Europe, but there was this kind of not really a good handover or connecting of the generations. So I'd hope for in the future this to continue, and I think we're going to try to ensure that as much as we can as artists. And for myself, I just hope to just keep doing what I'm doing, but do it better every time. And yeah, not just doing CDJs, you know, trying to challenge myself and push myself. So I do a live set, which is a completely different approach. and a different type of performance, and also do vinyls, which is also a different type of performance. So I do have a plan to do a side project, and it's going to be something very different from techno and what I'm doing. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing something like that for a bit. And I really hope to have a full album and LP done at some point. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but I think we're going to move towards albums coming back again. And that's something that I would like to do for myself.
Touched a little bit on the new album. Is there anything beyond that that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, I just want to promote the artists on the tour going down. Declan James, he's the owner of Voidware. It's a record label and event based out of Dallas. Decoder, he's like a child prodigy. He's not even 19 yet, and he's released two albums on Jeff Mills' label. He's played most of Europe. Henry Brooks from Detroit, Jay York from New York, Lindsay Herbert is from Phoenix, and Michelle Sparks is from Phoenix as well. These are all really great artists, but there's also a lot of artists out there, and I just want to promote and push our continent here and our sound.
This has been Barbossa. A selection of Barbossa tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of Barbossa web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. I hope you had a chance to check him out on Sunday, March the 12th, as part of the From Our Minds tour here in Vancouver, alongside Richie Hawtin.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Barbossa for agreeing to interview for this. His guest mix featured back in early March, and track list for that and tonight's episode, as well as a selection of Barbossa web links, can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. So head over there to find out more about the man behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca to give this one another spin, or to check out more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. This is one of the all-time great techno tracks, 27 years back to 1996. It's Jeff Mills with The Bells. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.